broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 28th. In the year of our Lord, 2018, this is our 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, and yes, we believe the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. All right, we got a man. You know, we always talk about running for office and getting involved and all those kind of things on the radio. And you know, some people do it. Most people don't. Tragic, but true. We need more people to get involved, that's for sure. But I want you to meet a man by the name of Rick Tyler, who does that. He's with the American Freedom Party .us. And Rick, what, you've ran for office before and all kinds of stuff, right?
Well, yes, Sam, and I thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your program today. And I love your stand for the supreme law of the land, for family, for God, for country, for all of the things that our founding fathers put in on of a paramount status. And today, of course, all of them are under vicious assault. And the reason that I'm willing to step forward and stand on the front line, if you will, and take whatever heat might come, is because those men, those founding fathers of ours, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, and many of them paid the ultimate supreme price of giving their lives, losing their fortunes. But they did it not for their own self-aggrandizement, not for their own greed or self-interest, but they did it for their posterity. They said in the preamble of the Constitution, "For ourselves and our posterity, we do ordain and establish this Constitution." And so today, everybody seems to be, to a large degree, not everybody, but so many people seem to be so fixated upon their own temporal self-interest that they are mortgaging, literally, the future of their children, their grandchildren. And like the Israelites of old, who when they would fall into deep and egregious sin, they would pay the price by having their progeny fall into bondage and slavery. And I fear that's what we're facing today. In many ways, we already are under a form of slavery. So I feel that if individuals such as myself, and it doesn't take any extraordinary ability or credentials, really, to step forward, just ordinary Americans can step forward and speak the language of common sense and speak the language of those founding fathers of ours. And, of course, truth cuts through lies like, you know, a knife through butter, a hot knife through butter, in fact. And, you know, lies are no match for the truth. But if we cower back in fear, and if we are so mortified and afraid of incurring any type of retribution or criticism or condemnation or even being ostracized, then we hide our light under a bushel. And we know that scripturally, we're not supposed to hide our light under a bushel. We're supposed to put it, you know, on the candlestick and let our light so shine before men. Running for political office, even if you don't have a chance statistically, of course, Donald Trump didn't have a chance, remember, but even if you don't have a chance statistically, still being able to interject hardcore truth into the discussion, into the debate, into the dialogue is very effective, and it gets the wheels of people's minds turning, and it forces them to think about issues and hardcore profound truths that they otherwise might never even give a second thought to.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Tyler is with us, and I want to kind of mention, you know, there's two reasons to run for office. One, obviously, is to win, okay? But the other reason is for the educational piece. You know what? You force discussions onto the table that wouldn't happen were you not there. And I think that's the same reason we are in the media. Some would say, Sam, you're never going to be mainstream in the media. You're never going to be popular. You're never going to be a Rush Limbaugh, a Michael Savage, some of these people. And my response is, I don't care. You know what? I have the best of both worlds. I inject incredible commentary into the mix for discussion. I bring up issues that can't be ignored by the mainstream press. I circumvent their gatekeeping and force them to put discussions and issues and reality checks on the table that would never be there without us. But yet I got to walk down the street with anonymity. People don't know who I am, and that's okay. I'm not interested in being famous or popular or rich. And so we kind of have that, whether it's in the media, whether it's running for office. It's this ability to force the discussion points onto the table. Ron Paul had no chance to be president, folks, because People didn't back him enough. But you know what? He forced the discussion of the fiat currency Federal Reserve onto the national stage for discussion. Okay? And so this is an example of what I'm talking about. We make an incredible difference, even though people don't realize it. And some of these parties, like the American Freedom Party, like the Independent American Party, like the, there's several, like the Constitution Party. And a lot of these parties, you know what? They struggle to get their candidates elected. But what they do is change the game, change the matrix for discussions. And once in a while, they actually get somebody elected. Donald Trump was a complete upset. And there are upsets from time to time. But no doubt, we take the narrative back, Rick.
Yes. And remember Jesse Ventura in Minnesota. He was the Reform Party candidate. And it turned into a three-way race. And he won the election with a scant 37% of the vote and became governor of that state. And so, you know, of course, some of us are old enough to remember the George Wallace phenomenon of the late 60s and early 70s, and how George Wallace also changed the discussion and the debate. And so this is the principal objective. And again, occasionally we defeat and defy all the odds and somebody gets elected. But even short of that, the impact that we have on the discussion is profound. David Duke in Louisiana in the early 90s. Things that he was espousing that were deemed to be radical and untenable, a couple of years later, they were the mainstream discourse of the Republican Party. And so there, you cannot even put a measuring stick on this phenomenon, whether it be, as you said, in the media itself, pushing the envelope, game-changing, you know, in terms of the alternative media or the political realm. I myself am on the ballot for two offices in 2018 in the state of Tennessee. I'm on the ballot for the governor's race, and I'm also on the ballot for the United States House of Representatives. And, of course, you know, for someone who says, well, why are you doing that? Why two races? It's more publicity, A. B, if somebody asks me that, well, what would you do if you won both races? My response is, well, thank you for acknowledging, first of all, that I have a chance of winning both races and that I am a viable candidate. And then, of course, I will somewhat tongue-in-cheek say, and by the way, if I were to win both offices, I can guarantee you that someone such as myself, who stands upon the scriptural principles of our founding fathers as well as the Constitution, could do a better job devoting just half their time to each office than 99.9% of the political hacks that are in office today, who every day of the week they defy and they violate their oath of office. So again, if we can think on our feet and have the right responses and interject a little humor here and there, because that goes a long way, then we can actually raise eyebrows and turn heads. I had a candidacy in 2016 that I got international attention on, and it's because I ran a very, very, very controversial billboard.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're talking about. Good Americans saying, I might not be able to fix the world by 3 o'clock, but I can certainly participate, and when I can participate, I will. I may not be able to solve the world's problems or do everything, but I'm going to do what I can with my sphere of influence. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a lot of people making heavy work light. We're talking about Americans getting involved and running for office. Rick's running for office. We're talking about Rick Tyler. And you're running on the AmericanFreedomParty.us, right?
Well, actually, I am an independent candidate. Tennessee is one of the easiest states to get on the ballot as an independent candidate. All it requires is 25 signatures of registered voters. In a statewide race, they can be anywhere in the state. In my congressional race, they have to all be within my third federal congressional district. But that is a very, very easily obtainable objective, to get those 25 signatures. And then presto, you're on the ballot for the general election in November. You don't have to run in a primary. You see, it would be very difficult, as Ron Paul found out. The deck was stacked against him. And when it came down to it, like in Nevada and other states, they actually changed the state party rules at the last minute in order to prevent him from getting delegates. But when you don't have to run in a primary, you're automatically on the ballot in November. And for instance, in my third district congressional race in Tennessee, very, very conservative, demographically, very overwhelmingly European ancestry type district, I am the only independent on the ballot, and there is the incumbent Republican, then there's the Democratic challenger, who is unopposed in her primary. She's a physician out of Chattanooga, and then me, the only other independent. And with the proper mix of ingredients, you know, it could actually be another Jesse Ventura-type phenomenon where it could be turned into a three-person race, because by running to the right of the Rhino Republican, I, you know, have the ability to appeal to a lot of the inherently conservative voters of that district who might just sit up and take notice and decide to be a little bit maverick in their approach and not vote for the good housekeeping seal of approval candidate that's always put out before them, the incumbent. And so this is the situation that I'm in, because the American Freedom Party doesn't have ballot status in Tennessee. We're working on it, but the state election laws are stacked against third parties. They want a duopoly. They want the Demopublicans or the Republicans. Now, of course, obviously, rhetoric-wise, the Republican Party is way better than the Democratic Party. But when push comes to shove, all of them continue to advance the agenda and the cause of the New World Order, the globalist agenda. You know, it's a socialist agenda. You know, a rose by any other name is still a rose.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Independent Americans. See, I'm not a member of any party personally. I've been a member of the Constitution Party in the past. I've been a member of the Republican Party in the past. I've been a member of the Independent American Party a little bit. But I don't really believe parties are the answer. In fact, I think our founders warned us to run from parties. And the sad part is you are required at some point to be involved in a party, or you're completely disenfranchised in America today. That's the tragic truth. However, there are some folks at the American Freedom Party that are putting together an effort to educate Americans. And they got a big conference coming up. Rick's going to tell you about it in seconds. We are live for Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. We want to bring our troops home. That's the best way we can show honor to them. Rick Tyler in seconds, ladies and gentlemen, on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Rick Tyler on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, candidate for two offices in Tennessee, currently taking this idea to get involved seriously, to say the least. Wow, he's running for what, governor and congressman? Is that what you said?
Yes, yes.
Wow. All right. And so, you know, I hope he wins both of them. All we got to do is clone him and would have that solved, ladies and gentlemen. All right. They got a conference coming up. The AmericanFreedomParty.org is sponsoring that, right?
Yes. The American Freedom Party, in conjunction.
I guess it's .us. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's AmericanFreedomParty.us. Sorry about that. Go ahead, sir.
Right. And the Council of Conservative Citizens is the joint sponsor of this event, and it's going to be at the Montgomery Bell State Park, which is about 25-30 miles out of Nashville, It's a beautiful state park facility with hotel facilities, restaurant facilities, an excellent conference room. We have the whole hotel booked for this event, the weekend of June the 15th through the 17th. And we have got a really astonishing lineup of speakers. We've got some really great people who are going to be coming together and giving presentations and messages. And the theme of the conference is Nationalist Solutions. We all understand that nationalism is vastly superior to globalism. And even though segments and portions of our once great republic seem to be irretrievably lost for the time being, unless God levels the playing field, still, from a nationalistic perspective, we understand that that's where potential solutions lie. And so that will be the theme of the conference. And again, we've got great folks who will be coming and giving their presentations.
Is there a website specifically for the conference?
Yes, it's nationalistsolutions.com. And our program, even though I'm not someone who's, you know, overly enamored with academic credentials, we do have the preponderance of our lineup of speakers happen to be either retired professors emeritus, people with PhD degrees. In other words, scholarly people, academically proficient people who have done in-depth studies into their subject matter and can compete, toe-to-toe with the so-called intellectuals of our ideological adversarial opposition. And so we have people like Dr. Tom Sunak. He's a former Croatian diplomat, a great man, author of numerous books. We have Dr. Michael Hill, who is one of the founders and the leader of the League of the South, the premier Southern heritage organization in the country. We have Dr. David Duke, who will be giving our speech at our banquet on Saturday night. And a guy who's coming up on his 50th year of frontline activism, a man who's probably taken more heat than anybody that I can think of. We have Dr. Virginia Abernathy. She's a professor emeritus from Vanderbilt University, has written books. She's a specialist expert on the subject of immigration, and obviously that's a critical subject of the hour that we're living in historically in our country. So we have people of this caliber who are coming together. And it's going to be a great weekend. It'll kick off Friday evening, and then it'll be all day Saturday and half a day Sunday. And we're going to have some representatives of international nationalist parties, the Japan Nationalist Party. They're going to have representatives there, as well as the Swiss Nationalist Party. So it's going to be a well-rounded conference, to say the least, and very, very reasonably priced. The hotel, we have the whole hotel booked. Security is not an issue because the state park law enforcement does a phenomenal job of maintaining security and keeping the leftist thugs at bay. They will not even let them near us. And, of course, they just simply do their job as law enforcement and, won't in any way let things devolve into a chaotic type free-for-all, which is what the left always thrives on. They always want to create chaos and anarchy. And then, in the cauldron of chaos that they create, then, push for their radical agenda. But the law enforcement at the Montgomery Bell State Park is par excellence. They do just a phenomenal job. I was there in April at the American Renaissance Conference, and they did such an impeccable job. There were no incidents whatsoever.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear the word nationalist or nationalism, they want you to believe that's isolationism, racism, whatever scare words, whatever manipulated lies they can tie to that, they will. The truth is, the nationalist says, I believe in America, and I want to make America great. I want to put America first. I believe that America should be a beacon on a hill to set the standard of God, family, and country for everyone. And we ought not settle for second best is really the point here. And there's nothing wrong with appropriate nationalist-style leadership. That doesn't mean we hate other countries. That doesn't mean we want other countries to be, awful or destroyed or wiped off the map or anything psychotic. It means that we believe in America. And you know what? We want to make America great again. And to do that, we got to make America moral again. To do that, we got to get involved, Rick.
Yes, absolutely. And again, you hit the nail on the head there when you talked about the fact that they love to, to try to incite people with buzzwords and with these false accusations and, of course, racism and xenophobia and all of the phobias that they conjure.
You're an isolationist is what they'll say.
Oh, isolationist. Yes. That's one of their sticks that they love to bludgeon people with, like they did Pat Buchanan when he was making a viable run on the political stage.
But the good part is our listeners are too savvy to fall for that, and the word's spreading and they can't stop it.
Yeah, that's right. You can't stop an idea whose time has come. And truth, again, is so much more powerful than the lie. Light is so much more powerful than darkness. Life is so much more powerful than death. And if we are willing to champion these sacred premises and precepts and principles, then our message and our effort will ultimately be unstoppable. It's just a matter of time. It's not a question of if, but simply a question of when.
Amen to that. So the event, ladies and gentlemen, is June, what, 15th through the 17th?
15th through the 17th, and nationalistsolutions.com is the website where people can go to actually learn all the details of the conference and register online if they so choose.
Nationalist, singular, solutions, plural, nationalistsolutions.com, ladies and gentlemen, to learn more, to get involved, to sign up, to be part of it. We're going to let you go at 30 after, Rick, so we got about five more minutes, and then what we're going to do is I'm hoping you'll get a hold of me around the 9th, 10th, 11th, or something like that. We'll have you back on and promote it just right before the event again, and I would love to go to the event, but I've got other commitments, but I will be covering it with James Edwards, our good buddy from the politicalcesspool.org, and willing to cover some details on our show as well. So we will be at libertynewsradio.com covering this event in detail nationally and worldwide. I would love to go. I just can't be everywhere at once is the problem. But I can make sure that we cover this on the radio. We're going to do so with James Edwards. He's going to be speaking. He's going to be doing radio there live. There's going to be a lot of things going on. A lot of people doing a lot of good things. Ladies and gentlemen, all I'm telling you this, don't believe the mainstream press. Take the time to find out who these people are. Learn about their character. Learn about what they really say, not what they tell you they say. That's my plea, Rick.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Sam and James Edwards will be speaking on Saturday, and we love James and the political cesspool, and he just does such a great job. And I know the team that does that and pulls that off, and thoroughly enjoyed hearing you and others back in October, and that was such an inspiration. And I just commend you all, salute you most heartily for the extraordinary job that you're doing. And this event is going to be a time of great inspiration. And again, a lot of knowledgeable people there. The attendees, are as knowledgeable as the speakers. But just when you can get together with people of like mind and like faith, and you can share, these great truths and the opportunity to coalesce around ideas for solutions, this is a good incubator and a breeding ground for the God that we serve to bring forth great things in our midst. And we will go into this conference with that expectancy. And I sure wish you could be there, but I'm so thankful that you will be giving it the coverage, and would love to come back on, before the event, the week before the event. That would be an honor, and just look forward to it very, very, very much.
Call me and we'll do it for sure. The bottom line is, let your light so shine, ladies and gentlemen. The more people that get together, my light added to Rick's light added to Kurt's light, before you know it, it gets lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. And one day, ladies and gentlemen, the Savior Jesus Christ will return, and that's what we're looking forward to as we set the standard of liberty in America and throughout the world. Nationalistsolutions.com is the website to learn more about their incredible conference coming up June 15th, 16th, and 17th. It'll be in Tennessee. If you can go, you got to get it done. Last point, I want a clarion call for people to get involved in running for office. That's really one of the themes as well, right, Rick?
Yes, it is. And we want people to get involved. They don't have to join the American Freedom Party, but if they so choose, we'd love to have them on board with us. We are, again, a party that is committed to all of those sacred precepts and principles that we have alluded to and referenced during this program today. And it is there are other good parties out there. I will acknowledge that, but the American Freedom Party also dares to deal with some of the politically incorrect topics and subject matter that are really, critical to the solution as well. And so that's what kind of distinguishes us from other parties, third parties, so to speak, that are out there on the landscape.
Rick Tyler, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
There he goes. Rick Tyler, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. You want to learn more about the conference coming up June 15th, 16th, 17th in Tennessee? NationalistSolutions.com. Check it out. You may not agree with them on every point. You know what? The founders didn't agree on every point either. But we can stand together for the sacred cause. Will you help us?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials.
Mm. Yeah. And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt live on Memorial Day. Kurt, any comments about the Lowell Nelson Hour? Did a tremendous job. Or Rick, Tyler, want to comment on any of that before we move on?
I guess nothing else to say except that we appreciate these good people doing the good that they do that, well, in my opinion, can make America great again.
Yeah, you know, just imagine a guy running for a congressman and a governor at the same time, Kurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, what
he's
I
he's a guy after your own heart, isn't he, Kurt?
Well, you know, what I want to ask people is a simple question. Hey, how was the election process when the country got started, when America was great, and then how has it changed? To me, it's pretty easy to see. I doubt there was any real rules, and the whole party process hadn't really gotten into high gear, and so many things were greater than they are today, but they all give us an opportunity to make improvements, don't they, Sam?
Amen to that. And you know what? What I celebrate is people getting involved at all levels, Kurt. I really do. And I think that's one of the ways that we make America great again is getting people involved, and especially working with like-minded people. That's critical that we do. Understanding that, you know what? We may have some differences, okay? For example, I hear David Duke is the boogeyman. I mean, I hear he's like worse than Hitler, right? But you know what, Kurt? I don't even know the guy. I've never met him in person. I put him on the radio with James Edwards before. And so I've talked to him a little, you know, off the air. Hello, sir. You ready for radio? Okay, hold on. We'll put you up. You got news. And then, you know, you'll be live with James and hope your weekend went well. And, you know, I've had a couple of conversations with him like that as a producer for James Edwards. But I don't know David Duke. But here's what I do know, Kurt. If the mainstream press tells you he's evil and the worst enemy of the world, and that Hillary Clinton is like one of the most important women in the world, and that Bill Clinton's one of the most important men in the world, and Donald Trump's evil, and David Duke is evil, and everything else, you got to start to question that narrative, Kurt, and say, hey, am I getting the whole story?
It's a great point, Sam.
But do I have to agree with David Duke on everything, to be nice to him and be kind and to think he has a First Amendment like the rest of us?
Nope.
See, I don't think so. I don't have to know him or back him or agree with him on everything. No, I'm not saying I disagree with him. I might agree with him on many things. I might disagree with him on some things. I would say that I disagree with Kurt on some things. Kurt's right and I'm wrong, but other than that, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying it's okay for that, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It might be that we disagree for different reasons. It becomes very difficult to agree with everybody on everything. In fact, my wife doesn't agree with me on everything, Kurt.
Really?
And she's right and I'm wrong. See what I mean? I'm just saying. No, all I'm really trying to get across is, hey, you know, what's funny is they want you to believe that, say, oh, what's that international guy that's been destroying America forever? He's like total buddies with the Republicans. He's a globalist. What's that guy's name?
Let's see.
Oh, man, there's so many of them. You're having trouble, aren't you, Kurt?
Yeah, it is difficult.
Anyway, I'll try to think of that guy's name in a minute, but all I'm telling you is you got people like the Clintons that are revered.
Soros. It's not Soros.
Not George Soros. But see, George Soros and these guys are considered, you know, acceptable in society. But then David Duke can't even, you know, exist, can't even poke his head out of hiding. Or they want to just literally, what, barbecue him at the stake, Kurt? Not let him even rent a hotel. He can't even exist in society. I mean, he's worse than Hitler almost, right? Mm-hmm. See, I don't accept that at all.
Good boy.
I don't accept that, folks. Okay? And so, you know, I don't know that I'm here to defend every belief of David Duke's. I know that he was a grand when he was supposedly involved in the KKK. I would disagree with that. But you want to know what, Kurt? David disagrees with that, from what I'm told.
There you go.
He said when he was a young man, he got involved because he thought he was standing for nationalism and for, you know, protecting his heritage and his culture. And he found out that it wasn't what he thought it was, and he bailed. Mm-hmm. But see, he'll never live that down. Never mind that he was a representative from Louisiana. Representative from Louisiana. Never mind that he ran for governor, did very, very, very well. Never mind he's been, you know, rejecting some of the mistakes that he made as a young man. But he's been rejecting those mistakes as long as I've been alive almost, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but look, you can let Van Jones, the avowed communist, jump on the TV now as like the biggest patriot on the planet. Dick Morris used to be a big liberal, you know, Hillary, Bill Clinton backer. Now he's supposedly conservative. Everybody else can change. Everybody else can, but they'll never give David Duke the time of day. So I'm defending David Duke, Kurt, not because I defend every belief that he has. I don't even know what all of his beliefs are. But I'm defending him because he has every right at the table as every other American. Do we believe in this or not, Kurt? I mean, if we're going to talk about Memorial Day and talk about fallen soldiers and lost loved ones and make America great and wave the flag, and are we going to talk about the principles that made America great? And David Duke and many others have every seat at the table that everybody else has. At least they should if we're honorable. And what if he blatantly says something that I think is deplorable, Kurt? What about that? What then?
Well, we probably need to lock him up. I mean, because, you know, that's the way freedom of speech works.
I think we ought to celebrate his right to say and think and believe what he wants.
Good point.
And I'm not necessarily backing every idea that he has. I'm backing his right to have them. So, see, people would say, oh, how dare you put somebody from the American Freedom Party on? Those guys are racist over there. My response is, I got a question. If you call somebody a racist and you say they don't have a seat at the table, are you kind of racist yourself? Or what would it be called? A bigot? What if you just simply shut David Duke down because you disagree with his views? Call him a racist and he doesn't have a seat at the table. In fact, he's at the back of the bus now. What would they call that, Kurt? It wouldn't be racist if the two of them are white. If David's white and the rejecter's white, right? What would it be called, Kurt?
Hmm. You got me there, Sam.
The opposite of following the Prince of Peace, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. Just kind of wanting to know that. By the way, the key to long life is hard work, says a Mexican who may be the world's oldest man. We covered that on Saturday. We also covered this worldwide orgy location. It was moved from Las Vegas after a hotel pulled out. You can talk to all those guys in the media, just not David Duke, right? All the orgy folks. Sean Hannity is now the most influential talk show host in the nation or the world. He just kind of eked out a win over Rush Limbaugh, they claim. We talked about a 10-year baby window is key to women's pay gap. We talked about, they say that a record low birth rate is a sign of progress. I say it's a sign of murder. Abortions are through the... Oh, you can talk to abortionists. They're all good. They should be celebrated. Abortionists, lesbians. But don't you dare talk to David Duke, because that guy's crazy. See? And don't talk to anybody else like Sam Bushman that talks about nationalism as opposed to globalism. I mean, that would be crazy. And that guy's off the rails, unhinged. By the way, Seth Rich, family spokesman, sued for being called a DNC hitman. Wow. We also talked about former Obama officials, discussed how to politicize Sandy Hook for gun control before the victims were even buried. We talked about that on Saturday. We talked about Houston Texan, a guy by the name of J.J. Watts, visits Santa Fe shooting victims in the hospital. Good for him. We talked about the fact that America seems to be under siege. We talked about every major Hollywood studio pushing an agenda, talking about big guns in an effort to, you know, acclimate the people towards gun control and the acceptance thereof. What a tragedy. We talked about Global Road Entertainment put together this Show Dogs movie promoting and peddling pornography and literally acclimating youth and youngsters. Their goal is to groom them for sexual abuse. Of course, don't worry. The filmmaker denies it, pulls it, edits, and changes scenes to try to make it palatable for the American people. Carl Gallup, a well-known talk show host, also talked about Trump's demand for investigation into Spygate. It's really about uncovering Barack Obama's birth certificate. All right. Well, we got to get the truth on that birth certificate. I'll tell you that right now. Speaking of ne'er-do-wells and people that aren't accepted in society, sadly enough, I guess there's a bunch of folks running big machines headed to D.C., huh, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And, you know, they've rolled in there. They call it Rolling Thunder, Sam. And what you've got is, I guess, the several of the different headlines about it say things like, you know, a million bikers ride into D.C. to pay homage to fallen heroes.
By the way, Kurt, that sounds like a pretty good thing to do, though. That doesn't sound very radical to me.
No, it sounds like a celebration, Sam. And, you know, I mean, as much as we enjoy being where we are, it's certainly one place we'd enjoy seeing the nation's capital with these beautiful, you know, motorcycles decked out with the beautiful American flags, you know, rolling in there, rolling thunder. It's the 31st year that these bikers across the country have done this, and hats off to them, man.
Made in America, ladies and gentlemen. Hats off to them. I want to put my hat, my Make America Great Again hat on, Kurt, not take it off. Come on. I'm just kidding. Kurt's point's well taken.
Great point.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Sam and Kurt on your radio. We are live for Memorial Day. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
They call it Rolling Thunder. A million bikers roll into D.C. to pay homage to fallen heroes, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what is this, 645,000 poppies, Kurt?
Well, it's another related piece. In other words, you know, you got the poppies that they put up, little flowers and that kind of thing. But, you know, AAA estimated at least, they say, 900,000 bikers came to Washington, D.C. for Memorial Day weekend to pay respect to U.S. military members who paid the ultimate price for our freedoms. That was according to Penny Starr there at Breitbart News. Kurt Olson rode in the crowd of bikes that traveled from the Pentagon to downtown D.C., forming a wave of bikers for as long as the eye could see. By the way, he's stationed at the U.S. Army base in Watertown, New York. I guess the Breitbart newsboys asked him why he decided to take part in Rolling Thunder. He said, "Just the amazement of it all. It's just such a powerful thing, and I wanted to be part of it." He went on to say it means everything because it's a remembrance of all our fallen heroes. It's remembrance of everyone we've lost, everyone who hasn't come home, and to see 1.3 million people all rally together for the same thing with our world as bad as it is. Sometimes it's a powerful thing. It really is.
And there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things. That's the celebratory reality on Memorial Day for us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to promote God, family, and country. I'm going to do my very best to really reflect on what solutions we can bring to the table this year for 2018, on Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm going to do all that I can to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. And I think that's how I can honor those who have given plenty for the sacred cause of liberty. And I'm going to highlight those folks that are trying to run for office, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Tyler and others. You know, they want to promote nationalism versus globalism. I want that as well. Kurt, do you want that?
Well, when it comes
say it
to
so I can trap you.
Globalism. Hurry. Yeah, good point. Globalism, I'm for having the globe and the globe to be a good place. But
sure.
I'm for protecting America and making America great again.
I know, but I got to make nationalism and globalism as opposites so that you have to choose one. See,
So that it makes it so that you have a better world. America, when it does what it's supposed to do, Sam, it shows other nations and other places what should be and makes everything better, in my opinion.
But you got to say nationalism versus globalism, Kurt. You can't have both. You can't have a great nation and then pray for a great world, Kurt. That's option C. I know we would advocate for that, but that's not on the table. Are you nationalism versus globalism, Kurt? Where do you stand? Just fall for the trap for a second.
Okay, then I would say I'm a nationalist.
Good. Isolationist. I knew it. Racist. Yeah. Isolationist. See, that's all they'll do.
Good point.
Total waste of time, and Americans could see through it already, Kurt. We you know, for the first probably 10, 15 years we were in broadcasting, I think Americans fell for that lie.
Yeah,
But I think nowadays they don't fall for it anymore. I mean, I talk to all kinds of people, just random people in the streets, and they're like, are you kidding me? Of course I want to make things in America, like maybe motorcycles. Of course I want to have America great and have jobs and do good and put America first. That doesn't mean I want the other nations to melt down. Mm-hmm. I hope they do well, too. I mean, China should be able to trade with each other, Kurt. They got plenty of people over there.
Imagine that.
And I hope China does awesome.
You know, President Trump had something, I mean, literally to say about this whole...
Yeah, now I got a question. How are they going to spin this negative, Kurt? Dishonestly report this piece?
Well, here's the main thing they're going to do, Sam, is not even tell you about.
Oh, good point. Yeah, because if they can't spin it their way, they'll just ignore it, huh?
Well, you know, you can say what he said, but wouldn't it be nice to just actually read it, you know? I mean,
Whoa, now you're getting crazy.
Hear him say it.
Okay,
but
I'm in.
The full proclamation that was released by the White House is, it goes as follows. It says, on Memorial Day, we pause in solemn gratitude to pay tribute to the brave patriots who laid down their lives defending peace and freedom while in military service to our great nation.
By the way, stop.
We set it.
Absolutely agree. Amen. Go ahead.
Yep. We set aside this day to honor their sacrifice and to remind all Americans of the tremendous price of our precious liberty. Throughout the history of our republic, courageous Americans have purchased our cherished freedom with their lives. Our 151 national cemeteries serve as the final resting place for millions of people, including veterans from every war and conflict, many of whom died while serving our country. We remain duty-bound to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf and to remember them with thankfulness and unwavering pride. The fallen, our treasured loved ones, friends, neighbors, and fellow citizens deserve nothing less from a grateful nation. We must safeguard the legacies of our service members so that our children and our grandchildren will understand the sacrifices of our armed forces. As a part of this effort, the Department of Veterans Affairs is working to keep the memories of our fallen heroes from ever fading. The National Cemetery Administration's Veterans Legacy Program challenges our youth from elementary school through college to research and share the stories and sacrifice of their hometown veterans who are forever honored at VA national and state and tribal veteran cemeteries. To further ensure that our veterans' legacies are remembered and celebrated, this program is developing an online memorialization platform that will amplify the voices of veterans, families, survivors, and Gold Star parents and spouses as they honor our beloved veterans and fallen service members. The statement from the White House on Memorial Day continues and says, today and every day we revere those who have died in noble service to our country. I call upon all Americans, President Trump says, to remember the selfless service members who have been laid to rest in flag-draped coffins and their families who have suffered the greatest loss. The sacrifices of our hallowed dead demand our nation's highest honor and deepest gratitude. On this day, let us also unite in prayer for lasting peace in our troubled world, so that future generations will enjoy the blessings of liberty and independence. In honor and recognition of all of our fallen heroes, the Congress, by a joint resolution approved May 11, 1950, has requested the President issue a proclamation calling on the people of the United States to observe each Memorial Day as a day of prayer for permanent peace and designating a period on that day when the people of the United States might unite in prayer. The Congress, by public law, has also designated 3 p.m. local time on that day as a time for all Americans to observe in their own way the national moment of remembrance. Now, therefore, I, President Trump, continues, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim Memorial Day, May 28, 2018, today, ladies and gentlemen, as a day of prayer for permanent peace, and I designate the hour beginning at each locality at 11 a.m. of that day as a time when people might unite in prayer. I further ask all Americans to observe the national moment of remembrance beginning at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day. I also request the governors of the United States and its territories and the appropriate officials of all units of government to direct the flag be flown at half staff until noon on this Memorial Day on all buildings, grounds, and naval vessels throughout the United States in all areas under its jurisdiction and control. I also request the people of the United States to display the flag at half staff from their homes for the customary forenoon period. Final paragraph from President Trump says, in witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 25th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2018, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 242nd. Signed, Donald J. Trump.
It's nice to hear what President Trump says, not what others say he says. And it's also nice to turn towards God in prayer. I agree with President Trump that we ought to honor those who have sacrificed and gave much for freedom for all of us. But let's not let us believe that means a pro-war view. Let's understand that we are for pro-peace. And sometimes war and self-defense is necessary. The only thing I wish President Trump would say to that, to add to what he already said, was this. I, as president, will do everything I can to use the checks and balances provided by the supreme law of the land to ensure that we don't engage in unnecessary, unconstitutional, immoral wars, that we will defend ourselves if necessary, and most importantly, that we will use the checks and balances the supreme law of the land provides for safety. I will do my best to make folks that would be enemies friends by being kind, and this would be done through trade and through appropriate leadership. And I really hope that we can audit the Federal Reserve and end the Fed, because I believe honest money is critical. And you know what? We revere those who have died in noble service. I agree with the president on that, Kurt. And again, let's make this a day of reflection. Let's make this a day to say, what do we really want in America? And what do we really need to do to obtain what we want? I want the protection of life, liberty, and property, and the promotion of God, family, and country in the media and our lives. And to do that, we're going to have to encourage a nation to repent, turn to the Ten Commandments of God for guidance on an individual and a familial or family level, turn towards the supreme law of the land on a governmental level, at all levels of government, to stand for proper delegation by the consent of the governed, for principles that promote peace, that set America as a light, as a beacon on a hill, and setting a standard to turn to God for guidance, to turn to God for protection, and then humbly do what he asks us to do to qualify for those blessings. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, who breaks it down like we do, who gets on the air live on holidays, Memorial Day, and other days to celebrate the sacred cause of liberty in the way we do. Thanks for being alongside. Thanks for sharing our broadcast with your friends. Most importantly, thank you for all of your donations and support of the Widow's Mite Radio Network. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. LibertyNewsRadio.com for around-the-clock talk show hosts that promote the sacred cause of liberty. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, James Edwards, many others. Jesse Lee Peterson. I could go on and on. Check it out for schedule details at LibertyNewsRadio.com. The Widow's Mite Radio Network needs your funding. Please donate today. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Thanks so much for being with us. We declare this nation shall endure.